This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Another word session, impartation session tonight. We were blessed yesterday by the ministry of Reverend Samson and Geto Mobi. And this morning again, for the last time in YMR 2023, with Jesus' joy in your heart, with a shouting of grace and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome with me, Reverend Samson and Geto Mobi.
Hallelujah. What a great morning session we've had. Can we celebrate Reverend Bolaji Dowu for his session? Powerful, powerful session. Can we celebrate Pastor P. Daniel for that powerful session? Amazing time. I will be sharing briefly with you. And after I'm done, I'm sure Pastor Isaac Oyedepo will blow the roof. Wow. Praise God. Nothing encourages a man like answers to prayer. If a man prays and the answer comes, he will be glad to pray again. Do you agree with that? By the grace of God, there shall be answers to prayer. You will leave this meeting rejoicing in the name of Jesus. This morning, I will be speaking very briefly, the Lord helping me, on lifestyle of rain carriers. If you want to carry rain for your generation, what manner of man ought we to be? Let me keep you to stand as we read God's word together, and then we will begin the journey. Acts of Apostle, chapter 8. We'll read a few of the verses. I will tell you all the story. We'll read the portion that I feel will help what I want to share with you. From verse number 4 of Acts chapter 8, I shall read verse 4. We all read verse 5 in King James Version, and we'll read in that manner, and we will stop in verse 10 to buy time. Are you ready? Make sure your voice is heard as you read. Is that okay? Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Verse 7. For unclean spirit, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsy, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Verse 9, everybody. Verse 10, everybody, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of God. From this year's Weimar, every deceiver, everyone manipulating the minds of men by act of sorcery, their powers will fail. Sit down, let me tell you a few stories that will help you on this thing. Number one, I am not afraid of the jackpot syndrome and people moving from this country to other nations. I believe God will turn it around for a global revival. Looking at this scripture, there was persecution. For the Nigeria scenario is an economic crisis. It's a challenge of insecurity, moving men out to the other nations. But here, there was a persecution that challenged the church, and the brethren were scattered. And may the Lord scatter some of you abroad. Your amen is suspicious. May the Lord scatter you to the nations. May nations receive you, not as liability, but as an asset. In the name of Jesus. For Philip, he was scattered into Samaria. Though they were scattered, though there was a movement all around, but they went with one thing. They took the gospel along. No matter the opportunities you have in life, don't let the gospel drop off your life. They took the gospel along. They went everywhere preaching and doing their businesses, preaching and reading their books, preaching and getting involved in business, preaching across the nations, and they were advancing the place. Nobody argues when the power of God is definite. A man is still arguing with you if Jesus is the Son of God or not the Son of God. It is absence of power. When power is available, it settles every argument. That's why you are going to leave this meeting endued with power from on high. Philip entered the city, and the entire city rejoiced. There were healings, there were miracles, there were mighty move of God, and there were shouts of joy in the land. Why? One man entered a city. Who is the next one man? Who will enter a city, and the city will gather unto him, and the city will rejoice, and they are not gathering unto him because of all manner of sound effects, but they are gathering because they can touch base with the power of God. Wow. The city gathered. There was joy everywhere. And there was a man in that city called Simon the Sorcerer. It's painful that it was only one man we read about in Acts chapter 8 called Simon the Sorcerer. In the Nigeria of today, there are many sorcerers who are pastors in various churches. I'm telling you what I know. And what I have experienced. I was preaching in a church. for a great man of God, and as a noble woman, they are very wealthy, but also she's a prophetess in the church. She prophesies a lot. And then I came preaching, and before they called me up, she gave a prophecy. She stood up and began to prophesy. And the Lord said to me, "That's not my spirit. That's not my spirit." But she's such a powerful woman. She's got money to establish herself in the church. She's got this spiritual prophecy to buy the hearts of the people. I'm a visitor. I'm a guest speaker. But I'm discerning in my spirit, this is not the spirit of God. So I was introduced to preach. And I stood up to preach. And I said, "Madam, can you please stand?" I said, "I heard your prophecy, but I challenge it today. And I tell you, this is not the spirit of God. You are prophesying by a strange spirit. Yes or no?" I told the protocol giver a mic. In the heat of the service, I said, "Give her a mic. Answer me. You have prophesied, but this prophecy is not from God. It's by a strange spirit. Yes or no?" She kept quiet. My host pastor, knowing I was causing trouble, ran and whispered to me. I said, "Reverend, can we leave that matter until after you finish preaching?" I said, "No. I feel very persuaded in my spirit to track this matter now." I said, "Madam, I'm asking for the third time. If you don't answer, then I will be forcing you to answer by the authority of the Spirit." I said, "You had prophesied by a wrong spirit. Yes or no?" And she answered, "Yes." Fear gripped everybody. And I said, "You have given several prophecies that are required to human lives, but it's a decision you made in your coven, and you presented it like a prophecy, and it happened. People die, lost their lives, lost their businesses by your prophecy, and they thought it was God, but it was a decision in your coven." Can I pray for somebody here? Every strange satanic decision arranged in a way to make you a slave, that hold is broken tonight. It was a big issue in that conference because I refused to give up. And the woman bowed before everybody. Of course, they said to me it wasn't ethical enough as a man of God to another man of God. The question is, was she a man of God? That was the deliverance of that entire congregation. The power of that woman departed from her. And she said to me, "My strength is on my heir. Sir, cut off my heir. I want Jesus." This after I was done preaching. We cut off her heir. She gave her life to Christ and God baptized in the Holy Ghost. She's a correct preacher today. She's still preaching the gospel. And she's doing it correctly by the right spirit. She's left that coven forever. So was Simon here. Simon the sorcerer held lives down by her, his prophecy, his manipulation. Not only was Simon the sorcerer holding lives of men down by her, by his act of sorcery, including men in governments were captured by his sorcery acts, and they obey him and do all kinds of things. And we have a generation in my country today that is afraid to challenge those men. He said, "Just leave them. and you do your own. For how long shall we ensnare our innocent worshippers to men who are sorcerers? Are you still here? So Simon the sorcerer pretended to be saved, seeing what God was doing by the hand of Philip, and then walked up to Philip and gave an impression of a salvation. And when Peter and others came and they start laying hands, people got baptized in the Holy Ghost, they saw what was going on. He offered them money so that he himself can have the same power to strengthen his act of sorcery. But thanks be to God for a mature leader called Peter the Apostle. He looked at Simon the sorcerer and said, perish with your money. Perish with your money. Money has influence. Money can give you entrance. Money can make you sit with mighty men. But until they can discern your spirit, you will manipulate the congregation. Perish with your money. Today people can use money to buy ordination. I hope you know that. They can use money to get a position. They can use money. They can build churches for free and donate it and use that to get an ordination. May our church and our generation be bold to say your life is not correct. Take your money away and clean up your life first. So here was it. Why was Philip able to do this? I will tell you seven things men who will carry rain for their days must do. And then I will close you. But sufficient looking at Philip is to say what courage gave him. Scattered by persecution, but the gospel was not scattered. Scattered by persecution, but his convictions for God was not scattered. Scattered by persecution, all of them, yet his consistency and life of devotion was not scattered. I'm telling you the truth. I have no reason on earth to lie to you. We met a man who wept bitterly. He's a king. He wept bitterly. And he said to me, why did you delay to bring the gospel to this place? Say, my father, who was king before me, saw in a revelation that some people will bring light into this community. He said, my father waited until he died. I became the next king. And now you are just coming. This was not in a dream. This is physical in his palace. And then the man broke our hearts when he told one of his chief to bring the bottle of Coca-Cola. And he brought us an empty bottle of Coca-Cola and said to me, how come Coca-Cola got here before the gospel? What were you men doing that you deny us eternal life? And Coca-Cola have a strategy that got to this village before the gospel got here. We must redefine our soul winning strategy. We must invade nations. We must invade cities. We must invade villages, offering men the gospel of Jesus. You want the power of God to follow you? Then please preach. Things you must do. Philip did. He subdued the place. The entire city bowed. The deputy governor of the country bowed. Everybody bowed. Revival break up. But what motivates Philip was not the crowd in Samaria. It was the gospel in Samaria. Because the same Philip was flexible enough to go to the way of Gaza and reach out to one man. Left the huge revival, the huge crowd, and went for one man. For one man. Because what drives a rain carrier is obedience and not the crowd. Went for one man, the Ethiopian eunuch. Got him saved, baptized him, released him to Africa as the first missionary to Africa. It's now your turn. You must carry the gospel with passion and zeal. It's okay to be healed. It's okay to be saved. But I tell you, nations are waiting. One of my biggest interests is the Arab nations. I've been going around that territory for a while. They need the gospel. They need the gospel. Europe is an unreached nation today. They need the gospel. They got the church history, but they lost the church fire. We must go back to Europe. We must go back to the Arab nations. We must go back to Asia. What must you do to have a portion in this? I will tell you seven things. And I want to let you know that this is very interesting. My daughter, she's here. Boluwari Ajitumobi, stand up. Powerful woman. Great preacher. She was in Mexico. That's why I'm talking about her. She was in Mexico and she began to say, what can we do? What can we do to advance the gospel? The nations are waiting. If we delay, more life will be lost. Anybody understanding that? I'm trying to shift your attention from yourself, because the much of the Christianity we do is for ourselves. I got a breakthrough. I got this financial blessing. My financial capacity has grown. I got all my money dollarized. And when I'm talking of $500,000. It's okay. But can we shift away from that? Anybody hearing me here? I change my car every year. Beautiful. We appreciate that. But can we take a little shift away from that? Because the gospel is not for personal benefit. It's for kingdom benefit. That's when it draws the attention of God. Personally, you can enjoy some benefit for following God. Nobody follows God and remain the level they are. But may your heart be detached from the blessings that come and face the mandate and the assignment. One more nation, one more tribe, one more people. Seven things you will do. I counsel you strongly to do if you are going to be, or if you're going to be the lifestyle that carries the rain. Number one. Are you ready? You must build a tribe with a common dialect. If you want to build a lifestyle of rain carriers, you must build a tribe. You know, we have Igbo tribe in Nigeria, Hausa tribes, we have Yoruba tribes, and so many other tribes, and we are known by our languages. Is that okay? When I saw this in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 4, Message translation, it just changed my mindset completely. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, Message translation. No message. Let me read Message translation to you here. And you can read that on your phone too. It said, though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, Christians have better use for language than that. Don't talk dirty or silly. That kind of talk doesn't fit our style. Thanksgiving is our dialect. What is our dialect? Thanksgiving must become our dialect, our tribe. So anybody who will join the company of men that carries rain for their generation, they must be very thankful every day on everything, continually as a lifestyle. So what is our new dialect? I can hear you. So we belong to the same tribe. Are we in the same tribe? What is the dialect of our tribe? In everything, you learn to thank God. Number two, if you belong to that company, lifestyle of rain carriers, number two, you must be soaked and drenched enough in the rain through deep personal studies, passionate, flammable altar, and unending hunger for souls. Three things you must do. Get drenched. Get soaked in the rain. Because if you are dry, you can't supply rain to somebody else. So you must be drenched. You must be soaked in the rain. And the way to do that is a personal study. You are not studying to preach. You are studying to feed yourself. It's a prayer life with unquenchable fire. That's very important. And I'm sure the two speakers have spoken a lot about prayer. I'm not going to talk about that at all. I will only tell you two things. One, you look like the one you pray to. If you pray to God regularly, you will start looking like Him. You will start thinking like Him. You will start viewing life from His own perspective. And you'll be able to see things the way He sees them. That's what prayer does. That's what prayer does. You see what others don't see. That's what prayer does. I was doing a night vigil in Lekki. We had over 5,000 people that night. And there are churches, houses around that community. And I was preaching. And the Lord spoke to me. So there's a lady, you're in your bedroom, you're following all the prayers we are praying. You are wearing color blue. That's your night wear, blue color. You are praying all this prayer and you are crying in your bedroom. Come here, there's a miracle for you. In her room, in her bedroom, God saw her. God led 5,000 people to go meet a lady weeping in her bedroom, praying all the prayers. And she walked into the meeting with the same color blue nightwear. Right into the meeting. As she passed through the crowd, there was a lot of shouting and screaming. Now she had no womb. She had no womb. And nobody knows that. She passed through the crowd and walked up to me. And by the time she came closer, she fell under the power of God and was there till the meeting closed. Her story. Not my story. Her story. She said, I saw my life being operated upon right there where I was slain. When she came out of that, I asked her, go to the hospital and let them run a test. The same hospital, the same doctor, the same machine, everything the same, different result. She's got a brand new womb, and she conceived and have her children. What led to that is seeing eyes. Can I pray for you? In seeing, you will see the secrets of God. In hearing, you will hear His voice. In understanding, He will quicken your mind. You must have a prayer life. And you must be a soul winner. Nobody enjoyed the defense of God like a soul winner. Are you hearing me? Don't win soul as a church program. Win soul as a believer's mandate. You get the difference? Don't win soul as a church program. Win soul as a believer's mandate. How many believers are here? Our mandate is to win soul. So you are winning the soul, turning in the sinner into your church as they get saved. That is okay. But your mandate for soul winning is that I am a believer, I must be a soul winner. You will enjoy more of God when you do it that way. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, so they went, verse 20, and preached everywhere. And as they preached everywhere, the Lord followed them, confirming the word with signs and wonders. Number three. Lifestyle of rain carriers. What was number one I gave you? They must belong to a tribe that is thankful. Is that okay? So our local dialect all the time is what? Thanksgiving. What was number two? They must be soaked in the rain, fully drenched. And how do you do that? By studying the word, by praying, by being a soul winner. Number three. Number three, this is very interesting for me. Everywhere they enter as soak men, they make other people wet. When you embrace a man who is drenched, who is soaked with rain, once you embrace him, what happened to you? You get wet. You take part of what he's having. So everybody who will be a carrier of rain must come to a point that he carries that presence everywhere. That's why I love the description of Apostle Paul in Acts 24 verse 5. Acts 24 verse 5. But say, for we have found this man a pestilence fellow. We have found this man. He is like Ebola. He is like coronavirus. Anywhere he enters, he encounters people and transfer what he has. The Bible says he was a mover. If you are going to be part of men who carry rains to nations, then you must move your community. You must be like a pestilence fellow in everything that you do. Number four. Number four. Do you remember number one? Number four. They load their clouds continually through kingdom services and sacrifices to provoke continual rainfall. Because rain stops. But if you're going to provoke continual rainfall, then you must keep loading your heavens. You must keep doing things that guarantees continual dropping of rain. Let me tell you something so that you can treat money like slave. Are you hearing me? I finished praying some years ago And in the place of prayer, the Lord said to me, it is time to go to Sudan and start the work in Sudan. And I was going to Northern Sudan, which is about 95% Muslims. And he said, it's time to go. Now he told me in the place of prayer. And he says, go leave today. I didn't have issue with visa. Leave today. I said, how? There's no money. I don't even have money to give my children and my wife. How do I travel? And I said, just go. So I went to my travel agent, got a ticket on credit, that when I come back, I will pay you. He said, okay, no problem. Got to the airport, checked in, and then my phone rang. Here's one of our friends. He flew into the country. And he called and said, Reverend, where are you? I said, I'm at the airport. He said, please don't check in. I just arrived. Don't check in. Because I've been restless that I must see you as soon as I arrived. And then he came out. We met. And he says, I don't know what you need money for. But God said to me, you need this money now. And I must give you now. And so he gave me 5,000 euros. And I said, I hope this can solve any problem. I said, yeah, I think so. I had nothing. God knows what I need. And God put it in the hand of somebody. All God demanded from me is an act of obedience. Is that okay? And once we go in the way of obedience, the provision in the hand of anybody, anywhere in the world, the Lord will speak to their heart and say, that which is in your hand, go and give it to this guy. He's doing something for me and I need that money to enter his hand. At least he's bringing joy to heaven. That's the way it works. So don't spend all your time praying for money. Because money is a servant. And God will keep money in the hands of people that can locate you. And once they can see what you are doing, they will channel the money into that direction. May that be your experience. Look at this great meeting we're in. Where am I? Amazing meeting. And I see this meeting becoming an answer to the need of a generation. I'm telling you the truth. If you are close enough to me, I don't flatter. And I just say what God tells me, even if nobody believes it. Are you getting it? God is using this huge movement to rescue many young leaders who have different concepts of ministry, who may injure themselves except for a meeting like this. Are you hearing me? God is going to grow this meeting beyond what anybody can control or stop. This is a huge hand of God. It is for the body of Christ and shall continue to serve the body of Christ. It shall serve more than one denomination. It shall serve the body at large as a tool of revival, as a tool to rescue overzealous young men and stabilize them and make them fulfill ministry, and yet they will make eternal life. This is a tool, not for the Nigerian church alone, but for the global church. Quote me and watch why am I. Are you hearing me? So men will rise from here. They will become pestilence fellow. They will become men who enter territories and take it over. Such men don't go overseas and they get buried into the fearful spirit in that country. They will dare it. That's one of my quiet joy. That every legitimate Nigerian entering into the developed nations, God will give you courage to defend the gospel. He will make you fight for your rights. Right of existence. Right of worship. Right of living. If a gay person has a right, the church has a right. Are you hearing me? If an homosexual has a right, the church has a right. The church must stop being coward. Let's take a protest and fight for our rights. We have a right to exist. Anybody agree with that? We have a right to exist. We have a right to preach. We have a right to make our faith public. And every country putting policies and law in place against the church, they will fail. Revival will break up. Such ringleaders will get saved. In the name of Jesus. Number 5. Are you still here? You say, I'm teaching you. Is that okay? Because teaching will stabilize you. The company with only men who bring rain, they keep company with men and women on the same highway journey. They do not company with strangers, but they keep company with somebody going the same way they are going. They keep company. They marry from their company. Please don't go and marry somebody from other faith and said, I will convert him. Nobody make you a converter. Did you hear me? Marry from the household of faith. Marry from the company of believers. Keep your company. Keep your relationship. This generation is this. The body of Christ is moving on generation terms. We are the very old ones, like our father, Daddy Gio. They are still fighting and still laboring. We have the young ones, middle class people, like myself and others at that level. We have another generation. The P. Daniels, these guys have more energy than those two level. And they will run and not be tired. Are you still here? Keep those company. For the young leaders, never make the mistake that you don't need the father. You will soon be stranded. For the fathers, never make mistake that you don't need the young people. They are too zealous. No, you will always need them. Keep this company going. And do not be deceived to say, we do not company with young people. We do not company with those who are still struggling. They say, no, we are eagles. We don't keep company with N. Excuse me, there are eagles at various levels. There are baby eagles. Yes or no? There are well, fully established eagles. There are old eagles. It's the same company. Value people at whatever level you find yourself. Do not run to the error of saying, I can't work with this, I can't work with that. You have no idea. That person you can't work with now might be the only person you will need tomorrow. Build relationship. Does that make sense to you? Number 7. Is that 7? Number 6. Very good. I'm glad you are following me. Number 6. They do not fear or avoid the company of the wicked, but dare them to strip them of their defenses and get them into the kingdom. If you will bring rain to your generation, then you must not be afraid. They do not fear or avoid companies of the wicked. Let's stop this soul winning style of preaching only to fellow Christians. You are doing church drift. You are not doing church growth. There are so many non-Christians out there waiting for the gospel,
waiting to hear the gospel. And we must be bold enough to enter their territory to offer them eternal life. I've been to all kinds of places. All kinds of places. All kinds of nations. Let me tell you one that might scare you a bit. We enter a land to preach the gospel. And the elders of the land said to us, we do not welcome the gospel in this land. We serve Satan. Did you hear that kind of announcement? Who did they serve? We serve Satan. And I said, it's okay. That's why we came to help you. Because serving Satan will not guarantee you rest of mind. Satan is a tax master. I come to offer you Jesus. He will make the difference. And they said to me, did you see that sacred bush? We will only listen to you if you can enter into that bush and come out. They've told me, people have entered there, they disappear. They get soaked by demons. They will drain your blood and you will just drop there. They said, then we will know you have something to offer and we will listen to you. And I said, it's okay. So I said to them, the act is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything that exists on earth, the Lord make them. I said, I will be back soon. They said, we are not sure you'll be back. I said, I will be back. And I went in, entered the bush. I entered there praying in tongues. I stayed there praying in tongues. I came out praying in tongues. When I came out, they ran away. All the elders ran. All the elders of the land ran. So you came? I said, yes. What did you see? Nothing. Why? The Bible says, lo, I am with you to the end of the age. When you pass through fire, he goes with you. He won't stop the fire, but he goes with you. When you go through the flood, he goes through it with you. Then the elder all sat down and said, now you have the land before you. Do to us what you want to do. Ah, what an opportunity. We must dare the camp of the enemy. The entire town gave their life to Jesus. Why? One man entered the bush they dared not enter. There are places you will need to go for God. And God will go with you. But it's painful that we have such a fearful generation. And every time you are praying, God, I don't want to die. When won't you die? Death is common to all. Nobody lives forever. But I don't want to die like a coward. Are you hearing me? I don't want to die by dreaming that a cow pursued me and I died. I want to die fighting to the last point. Getting nations, tribes, territory, bow their knees to Jesus. Are you hearing me? Be bold. The scripture is true, but it will not answer to you except you do it by boldness. Be bold. The word cannot fail. Be bold. Look at some of the bold steps our fathers are taking. It takes courage. Look at some of the bold things some of our fathers are doing. You will not have such harvest until you have such boldness. Be bold. Be bold. Are you hearing me? Be what? Be bold. Nobody is a strong Christian and thrives in fear. You can't be so fearful. And say, ah, this is the... No. I've seen things happen. Our ministers in Ojo,
in Ibadan, the man of Issachar vision. If you know Ojo very well, he's surrounded by a lot of Muslim communities, a lot of Muslims. So when our ministry was very young, I would preach and they would throw stones at me. Can you imagine? You're preaching and they are throwing stones at you. And they are being sponsored by the wealthy people in that community. They just don't want what we're preaching. So I preach again, they throw stones. The third time, I preach again, they throw stones. And then the lion in me rose. And roar. And I speak with the mic on. And I said, everyone who have thrown stones at me, and those who sponsor you, from this moment, you will be sick. No hospital on earth will cure you until my hand touches you. And then I continue preaching. And it came to pass. All of them were sick. All of them. Including the sponsor and those who throw stones. And they came one by one to my office. One Alaji, when he came, he said, Reverend, I'm not part of them. But since the day you spoke, I have been sick. Please touch me also. That was what settled my existence in that community. They now have a meeting among themselves and said, let's not fight this guy anymore. See the way he says we will all be sick and we all felt sick. Until his hand touches us, we were not made whole. Supposing he says we will all die. So that's where we all have died. So they came to me, including their sponsor. I said, Reverend, anything that concerns you in this community, we are not involved. We will never speak against you. We will never fight you. That's the way we gain dominion in that community. Now is your turn. One, two stone and having victory and dominion is a good fellowship. You didn't hear me? Being beaten for the gospel's sake is a good experience. You are too civil that you don't want to suffer for Christ's sake. And suffering is part of the mandate. I'm just saying suffering for lack of money. We will have money. But if you're going to preach this gospel the Jesus way, then you are going to go through some processes. Be bold. Say that to your neighbor, be bold. If you will take rain to all the nations, be bold and be ready to be harassed. Be ready to be persecuted. Be ready. Be bold. Let me close you so that we'll take some 2 minutes to pray. I gave you number 6, right? Number what? Oh, I gave you number 7 already. Be bold. Number 7, and that's why I close you. Get familiar with the Holy Spirit. Get familiar with the Holy Spirit. The ways of the Spirit is not the ways of man. Get familiar with the Holy Spirit. Get familiar with the Holy Spirit. I didn't say pray in tongue alone. I said get familiar with the Holy Spirit. Get familiar with the Holy Spirit. Get to know how He talks with you. Get to know how He gets things done. Get to know how He does His ways. Get familiar with the Holy Spirit. And please do not provoke Him by a life of sin. It was so beautiful hearing the picture Pastor P. Daniel painted here about repenting and going back to your father and telling him, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. And he will forgive you. I agree. But when you keep living a life of perpetual sin and always repenting, you will not grow. Can I have 2 volunteers come to me quickly? Let me show you this demonstration. Any 2 person, please come. But smart, come fast. Look at these 2 guys. Let's assume they got saved the same time, full of fire, doing so much for God, and then this guy began to toy with sin. And is repenting every time. He plays with sin. Now they're all building up. This guy's rising. They were all moving at the same level before. But this guy has kept his garment clean. This guy is playing with sin. And he says, Lord, forgive me. God said, I have forgiven you. If you sin a million times, God will forgive you a million times. But there's something you are doing to yourself that you don't know. When he forgives you, you know, they took up this journey together from here. They got saved here, had a progressive spiritual journey together. And at this point, this guy is getting popular and his attraction were young ladies who are calling him Papa. Are you hearing me? He has become Papa overnight. He's paid no dowry before to anybody, but he's a Papa. And that enter his head. And he's taking advantage of the young ladies as they come to wash clothes for him, iron clothes for him. Any lady doing that, stop that nonsense. Stop that nonsense. If he can wash his clothes, let him remain so. So from that process, he starts having careless touching. And he's always repenting. Then his colleague gave him an edge because this guy has kept focus. This guy repents. Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. God said, I forgive you. Watch me, everybody. I forgive you. But you know what? You have to go back again. God don't forgive you and make you move from that point. No, no, no. You go back because whatever gets you down here will be waiting for you again. So you go back and prepare yourself and you start growing again. When you get to this point, whatever it was that got you down will be waiting for you here again. Until you overcome it, you don't go further. Do you understand what I'm telling you? So don't just play with sin at all. Sin will reduce your chances. Sin will make your contemporaries to rise above you. You'll be telling stories, my colleague, and I know him. In spiritual journey, overtaking is allowed. Don't play with sin. Sin reduces a man's chances. Sin takes you back. Have you sung that song before? Take me back. Take me back there, Lord. To the place where I first received. So once he catches you, where does the Lord take you back to? The place you first started. And then you start again. So keep coming again. Lord, has he forgiven you? Yes. Will you make heaven at that point? Yes. But growing your spiritual capacity, you have to grow it again. And when you get here and you overcome that obstacle, then you keep going on. And when you start going on, if you know the pains of delay, you will build energy to run. Anybody hearing me here? And when you start running, you can still overtake this guy. Because this guy is on a normal cruise. You are on an emergency cruise. This guy is on what cruise? Emergency cruise. But this guy is just doing his normal progressive growth. But this guy knows he has lost time. He has lost moment. He has lost opportunity. Something woke up in him and said, I need to run. And when he started running, overtaking is allowed. All those who have gone ahead of you, you can overtake them. Who is ready to run here? Stand with me. Do you understand that analogy? Thank you, friends. Run! Philip enter Samaria, subdue it. We will enter our city, they will know we have come. Our city will know some young men have arrived. Are you ready to pray? Lift up your two hands.
and say, Father, I have an emergency run. Put fire on my tails. Give me speed to recover all. Can God hear your voice? Can God hear your voice? In Jesus' name we pray. Hold one person. How many person? Hold that person's two hand if it's possible. Hold that person's two hand if it is possible. Find out that person's name in case you don't know. And pray. You are praying for that person, not for yourself. Say, Father, whatever you did to Elijah, whatever you did to Pastor Adeboye, do it to this life, oh God. Begin a journey with this life. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for somebody? Let God do to you what he did to those before you. Let God do to you to what he did to those before you. Let God do to you to what he did to men ahead of you. Whatever he did that brought that the geo to this height, let your own process begin now. Let your own process begin now. Rebook distractions. All manner of distraction, rebook it. Rebook distractions. If Philip alone can subdue Samaria, now is my time. Give me territory. Give me nations. Give me people. Give me territory as gifts. Now is my turn. Pray. Whatever, Lord, you have done to Peter Daniel, tell God to do the same to you. All the speakers that have come here, pray. Whatever God has done to them, let God do the same to you. Pray that your star will arise and be visible. Pray your star will arise and be visible. Pray for the spirit of boldness, 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 boldness. You will be bold to make God known. You will be bold. You will not be a coward. You will not be fearful. You will be bold. Pray for spiritual illumination. You will see like God sees. You will hear his voice easily. Pray. You have hunger for the word, hunger for prayer. Hunger for soul winning. Pray. Let God hear your voice. that you'll be an answer to a generation. Pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift up your two hands as I pray with you. Father, the hour has come. Honor my voice as I speak on your behalf. Let it be that an answer to a generation is found today. Therefore, let it come to pass that all these young men and women will have fire in their bones. They will have fire in their bones. They will have fire in their bones. You will wrought special miracles by their lives. You will wrought special miracles by their lives. They will be bold as lions. They will be bold as lions. They will dare dark places. And light will shine by their obedience. They will take over territories. They will take over nations. They will be strong men and women. They will not be coward. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will bring joy to your parents. You will bring joy to your churches. You will bring joy to your nation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In your career, you will be mighty. In your career, you will be mighty. You will not be left behind among your equal. In your business, you will be mighty. Your proceeds will be used to advance the kingdom. God will watch over your families. Your home will not fail. Your marriage will not fail. The Lord will make space for you. I will hear good news concerning your life. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear a mighty amen. Give God praise if you can. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Amen. Keep standing. I'm about to sit down. Knowledge comes by reading. You don't pray to get knowledge. You read to acquire knowledge. Did you hear me? And when it says my people are destroyed, not for lack of anointing, but for lack of knowledge. Because you can be an ignorant, anointed man. And you cause more trouble for the church. I recommend two books for you. This came last year. You couldn't go around. For those who want it, get it. It's titled Witnessing Jesus. You get amazing testimony of the joy of witnessing Jesus. So if you don't have it, get a copy of this book. It will help you a lot. And this one will take sleep away from you. It's titled The Spirit of Faith. Faith is a spirit. Just like demons are also spirit. Is that okay? So when you know how to practice the spirit of faith, everything that can hold you down will give up. So get out of the few copies we brought. If you can get a copy, that will be nice. God bless you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.